Hi, this is Karin.
And this is Laura.
And welcome to the Midlife Shit Show.
Real talk about the real shit of midlife. How are you doing, Karin?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm starting to dread something, though.
What?
Mother's Day. It's coming.
It is coming. It's coming up fast. What's the biggest dread for you?
It's just one of those days where you know that there's probably no way that it's going to go off without a hitch, or that you're going to be, you know, surprised and delighted and everything's going to be fantastic. You're not going to end the day in a corner questioning your choice of having children and the mate that you chose and all those things, all because the day just went to crap.
You mean it doesn't look like a commercial or Pinterest?
Oh my God, Pinterest. Pinterest is the bane of my existence.
It's ruined everything for motherhood, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, how can you keep up? Filters.
Oh, filters. Okay, this is going to be a complete tangent, then we'll circle back to Mother's Day. But I have an issue with filters, okay? I don't know if you are like in your early 20s, why are you filtering yourself? Like, filters are for people like me, 50, that need a little lift and a little different lighting. But if you're like, you know, 18, 20, 22 and are using filters, oh, honey.
What are you setting yourself up for, kid? Really, where do we go from here? Because really, here? When it gets bad, it's going to get bad. I mean, you are going to be Sybil Shepherd all of the days of moonlighting, walking around with a lighting crew around you, giving you that halo effect.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. You remember that?
That's so funny. I forgot about that. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Gorgeous. She was gorgeous. She didn't freaking need it. Neither did these 20-somethings.
No, but I do. So get out of my way. So stop using the filter if you don't need it.
It's like social media. Stop stalking us and being judgmental. We were here first, damn it. Get off my lawn.
Well, anyway, back to Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. So here's my thing with Mother's Day, right? Here's my thing really with any day, you know, it's your birthday. It's Valentine's Day. It's, you know, St. Smithin's Day. I don't know. Any time that there's forced sentimentality, it's just setting things up to go all kinds of wrong. I'm all about spontaneity. Give me flowers on a random Tuesday. Take me out for brunch after I've had a hell of a week and we didn't even plan it. And please don't ask me where I want to go and then force me to Google it and plan it and make the reservations, because then I just don't want to go.
No, that takes all the joy out. Well, I think part of the thing with Mother's Day is that, I mean, what do we not do as moms, right? Like, nobody sees the endless amount of work and worry and thought and all, you know, just all the things, you know, from cleaning nasty things to, you know, making sure everything goes off without a hitch. And so I think, I mean, I know as a young mom, I kind of had this like disillusionment that somehow somebody would magically see all those things and it would be celebrated.
Oh, you silly, silly girl.
And then once you realize that's not really the case, it's just like, everybody leave me alone. Like, just give me a day to, like, you know, not have to be on could be my big gift.
It was really funny because one of the things that we did in prep for the show was we asked the shit show community of moms, not that there aren't dads there, but we specifically asked the moms, you know, what was it that they would want to have? What's the perfect Mother's Day? And I think that there was a really common thread in there, and it was like, this is the one day I don't want to have to mother. This is the one day I don't want to have to do anything. You know, it's the one day that I'd like to, you know, pee in peace without somebody knocking on the door. Why don't dads get that?
because I'm not sure that they understand. I'll tell you this. My husband, we started our business when right before our first was born, and he was working another job, and then he came and started working with me at home when my daughter was 15 months, and he started saying, "Man, these guys, my guy friends, they don't understand how good they have it. Like, at least when you're at work, you can think about what, like, even just driving on the commute, you listen to your own music." You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Nobody it's is like knocking tales. At the door. Yes.
And it's funny because, you know, I think we've said this before in the show, and maybe we need to have t-shirts made for this and put them in the shop, right? You know, when they told us we could do anything, they didn't tell us we'd have to do every damn thing, right? And mm-hmm. and it's so exhausting. And so when I think about Mother's Day and I, you know, my husband saying when our kids were young, all four of them, what was I thinking? You know, when they were young, "Oh, let's go out for brunch." I'm like, "Well, how does that work for you? Because I have to get these kids up. I have to get them dressed and publicly presentable, because let's just be honest, my husband's opinion of publicly presentable and mine vary quite a bit, right? Then we're going to get to the restaurant that's going to be packed in like sardines with other moms being air quotes celebrated who have also probably not gotten a decent night's sleep and had to, you know, clean up this roguish mess of humanity that they birthed. And let's go into this place where it's, you know, it's not even like a thoughtfully prepared meal. Most of these places, it's like a big buffet of just crap, and you have to wrangle your children so they don't act like monkeys let out of the zoo.
Flashbacks. I'm having flashbacks.
You're like, I can see it all. Style food fights.
I can see it all. I can see the morning when like you're trying to get them dressed and you're exhausted. And like, I don't know about you, but like you get up and you think you're going to get yourself together, but no, everybody's up and rolling. And like, there's one thing after another. And then like me getting dressed is the last thing that happens, which means it's not as great. And, but my kids filters. Will look fantastic. Filters, back to the filters. Oh man. And I can actually picture myself back in a restaurant with everyone.
And by everyone, do we mean it's not even just you and your little nuclear family, you and Cabana Boy and the two girls. It's you, your mom, your mother-in-law, anybody with a productive uterus, right? It's like getting a fishing net. Let's grab all of the women who had productive uteruses up in this fishing net. We'll throw some flowers at them and some brunch and say, "Yay, we celebrated you. And now we're done."
Yep.
It's the original phoning it in.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm lucky enough that I have a fantastic mother-in-law now, but, you know, in my first marriage, I got two fabulous kids out of it and a really great ex-husband and the world's worst mother-in-law. I could not imagine being forced to share Mother's Day with my mother-in-law. That would have just been, you know, what do you want? What do you want for Mother's Day? Anything but her.
Let me just pee alone.
Right? Let That's me just all pee I want. Alone. So I have to get into this idea of the more interesting stories from our community. So there's one woman, Deborah, and I just see if I can get through telling you this story without peeing on myself just a little.
Speaking of peeing alone.
Oh, I pee alone all the time. I just don't happen to be in the bathroom anyway. They don't tell you that's one of the gifts of perimenopause and menopause is that, okay, yeah, you can pee alone. Or you can pee in company. Nobody has to be knocking at the door. So Deborah had this great story. She received for her first Mother's Day, and I think her little one in her story is probably, you know, teeny tiny enough. Her second child, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, she says. At 3 weeks on her first Mother's Day with her second child, she was given toe socks with a Holstein cow pattern on them for Mother's Day.
What?
Okay. Let's break that one down just a little bit. First, toe socks. Are toe socks ever an appropriate gift for any occasion?
No. 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 No, but the cow. Okay, continue.
The cow, right? No, and then she goes on to say that she was nursing at the time.
Oh.
Right? So you gave birth 3 weeks ago, then you're nursing, and your beloved chooses to give you something cow themed to wear in mixed company.
Oh, that's terrible. That, I mean, those actually are grounds for divorce in most of the nation.
Well, funny you should bring that up. This is Deborah's ex-husband. We might be able to call that the flashpoint for the demise of that relationship. It's just go ahead.
No, what kind of thought process? Well, clearly none.
That's so funny.
Right?
It's not funny. It's not appreciated. Also, I'm hormonal. You might die.
Right? That would be sort of like giving a man Rocky Mountain oysters as a gift because he had a vasectomy.
Yuck.
Is that even a thing? I think we need to make that a thing. And this poor woman says she is really very low maintenance. I mean, I know her actually in my personal life. She's a fantastic human. She's hilarious. She's just really a great person. And she said, you know, listen, her ex-husband was from Seattle. Her family knew really well that she loved coffee. You know, she thought for sure that there was going to be some sort of coffee in there. We're going in the Wayback Machine. She says this is the time when Starbucks had just really kind of not pervaded every block in the entire country. And she was really hoping she would get some coffee. And instead, she got this utter disaster.
Utter disaster. That's so sad.
So I have, you know, I still have, you know, macaroni vases that were made from tin cans and spray painted gold. I still have those things, or the picture frames that are made out of popsicle sticks. You know, this is kind of the cute little things that you have when they're kids, and you kind of hold on to it. It's sweet. I have some homemade cards too. Did you ever get homemade cards?
Yeah, I actually have some cute paintings that my kids did. And then my oldest did this. So my youngest has special needs and is not verbal. So she's not able to do something like this. So I don't want to be like, only my oldest made me a card. But but she wrote me this note on like patterned paper and had it laminated when she was probably in third grade. And it just says like how much she appreciates me and these like really from the heart things like that, and that I don't think she's weird because, you know, because she has these different things that she likes. And, you know, she wanted to be a vet. So she loved animals and, you know, and how much I supported her and stuff. And it's like, I still have that. I think it's just the sweetest thing. But, I also have a couple of, like I said, little canvases that had one of them had my daughter's handprint on it, which I love. And then there's also some hand built like little clay, like little Aww. Dishes, you know, I actually love that kind of stuff. I don't have so much of the popsicle stick things, although we have a couple of popsicle stick ornaments for the Christmas tree that are halfway stuck, you know, like falling apart. But I do have, and I have some of those things around the house. I do really love and cherish those kinds of little, those little pieces of artwork from back in the day.
Yeah. But I think those are some of the really like unique to parenthood gifts. I mean, because you wouldn't give that to your boss. But it's nice that those are the unique little things that just the threads that make parenting so sweet, for sure.
Yeah, last year, being the beginning of this whole pandemic thing, my oldest daughter lives in another state. She lives in Texas, and I'm in Washington State. She had, this was cool, not only because it was like, you know, it's totally her idea. Of course, I mean, she's an adult, but whatever, you know, in her early 20s. But she had all this stuff apped to me to make a planter, like with flowers and stuff, you know, like the pot and the soil. And it was really hard to come by at that point in time, if you recall. And to get that app to me was really cool and left on my doorstep. And aww, that was really fun. And it's funny because I had a couple people say that I saw in our community talking about this, that last Mother's Day was actually one of their most special Mother's Day. And it was just because you had to get a little more creative if you were going, you know, for those that celebrated. I'm sure that there were some that chose to ignore it.
There were some that were forgotten.
But there probably weren't a lot of cow toe socks because, you know, who was going to deliver?
Who's going to risk their life for cow toe socks?
were stores even open? I mean, aside from the grocery store, you know, like, and Amazon delivered, but Amazon was, you know, weeks out. I mean, you'd have to plan too far in advance. Seems like a little bit more of a last minute idea.
And we know they're
not
doing that.
No. Oh,
that's like, I complain to them all the time, Mother's Day notwithstanding. It'll come time for the weekend or something like that. And they'll say, what are we going to do this weekend? I want to go somewhere. Let's do something new. And I want to just grab them and shake them and say, that thing that's constantly in your hands and practically attached to your face, it holds the whole universe in it. Find some shit to do on it. Why does that also have to be my job?
Or as the quote goes around here, be a problem solver. It's not appreciated.
No, it's not. No. And then don't complain when I decide where we're going and what we're doing and you don't like it when we get there.
Yeah, that's the number one rule.
Right? Don't be a problem. Be a problem solver. It's funny, as much as I treasure all those little trinkets that I still do have around, well, first off, you're not past the age of, I'd say, 13, you're not allowed to do those ridiculous little things anymore because you could clean the toilet for me and I would really appreciate that. Or better yet, get all your crap out of the back of my car that is petrifying and molding and making the thing look like I am a slob when it's my car. I think
it
actually
is not
somebody
your
in our
personal
community
changing station. It is not your personal changing station.
Right. Yeah, no, the favorite saying, or the most often heard saying in my car, is, "What is that smell?" You know, I think we even had a couple of people in our community say, "I want my damn car clean because it's not my crap in there." But you know, there are definitely things that they can do that have nothing to do, you know, with monetary type things. I don't need the latest chain store jewelry heart shaped diamond thing that every other person has got.
No.
Right?
That was actually the biggest thing that I heard. You know, I heard nobody. I mean, there was nobody that I heard that said, "Wow, I wish I got that heart shaped mom necklace," you know, like it was all either, you know, special time with my family or special time away from my family. It was a pretty common
lot of special time away from our family. Yeah. That's definitely something. So but there was one big standout in the community response to our question. And it was one of those handmade when the kids are little type things. Though I don't think it was quite what any of us would expect. So in 2010, Cheryl had just given birth to her second child, who's about 9 months old. And her older child, Allie, was 9. And so Allie decided to make mom a Mother's Day card. Oh, complete with all of the crayons. I'm saying every crayon in that box was used. She actually even sent us a picture. She was so proud of it. Allie actually drew a Mother's Day card from her and her little sister, Olivia. And down one side of it, there was a picture of a doctor with a knife in his hand and mommy on the other side of it laying splayed full out with her stomach cut open, blood coming out of her C-section. She even has little Z's because clearly she was asleep, so the kid knew that mommy had an anesthesiologist. And then on the other side of the card, clearly on the other side of the, right? On the other side of the card and clearly on the other side of the room, and possibly, and we may need to confirm this with Cheryl, outside the room is a picture of daddy holding a camera. She got a beautiful card pictograph of her C-section from her 9-year-old in beautiful detail and full color.
My favorite part is the blood on the knife of the surgeon.
The surgeon's knife actually looks like a saw.
Well, I mean, you know, that's how they get the magic tricks on the lady in the half.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that now. That's going to be stuck in my head every time I hear C-section. They sawed her in half, they pulled her apart, and boom, a baby fell out down the middle. Magic!
Magic, and dad got a picture from across the room. Outside the door.
Outside the door.
That I think is the funniest.
But isn't that hilarious? But you know what? It's one of these things that I'm not quite sure how old her kids are yet. And I'm going to have to ask her that. But she's going to have that forever. That's going to be, you know, one of those things that gets rolled out like every Mother's Day. You know, it becomes family lore. You know?
Oh, man. I would pay good money to be able to like get inside the head of her child when she was drawing that. And really understand the complete thought process, because I mean, that is some detail. And I mean, just to understand from a kid's perspective what that really is would just be crazy. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
And like, mad props to Cheryl for being candid with her kid about,
yeah,
this is what's going to happen when I go in for my C-section.
And then this is what her child heard. Surgeon, right? With a saw.
Well, and anybody can actually see this on our website if you want to take a look. If you're listening to us on a streaming service, you can pop over to midlifeshitshow.com, and Cheryl has kindly allowed us to actually post
a picture
of this magnificent piece of work. And I tell you what, I will never again. No, that's a lie. I was going to say I will never again complain about my Mother's Day gifts. I will never again complain about my kid's inability to do art. Because her kid is clearly good at it, and I'm not here for that.
Oh, man. That's a gift. That is a gift.
Absolutely. So what would your perfect Mother's Day be?
You know, probably just totally low-key, going out for a walk with my family, them making dinner or breakfast or whatever it is. I don't even care. Probably breakfast is probably too big of a stretch. Brunch, maybe.
Jeez.
Or dinner, whatever. But just hanging with my people is in a really relaxed setting where, you know, where I feel like at least acknowledged a little bit. I mean, not that they don't. I don't want to say it in that way. But, you know, where it's like, hey, this is Mom's Day. Let's do, you know what I mean? I think that that's.
Yeah, but it's not Queen for a Day a la 1950s TV shows. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
So I thought one year that I would, you know, be smart. You know, that whole idea of don't expect somebody to give you what you want when you won't tell them what it is you want. You know, ask for what you want. And I said, you know, yeah, sure. I'll take the breakfast in bed thing. They love that. I don't know why who started that shit? We need to track that bitch down and get rid of her. Breakfast in bed. Are you kidding me? And so I did say they wanted to do breakfast in bed. And I said, well, okay, here's a list of my favorite things. You know, I put avocado toast. And at the time I was still a meat eater. So, you know, sausage, here's the brand of sausage that I like. Here's the brand of coffee that I like. You know, here, I like croissants from this cute little place in Annapolis. The lady trained in Paris and they're absolutely transformative with our little petit fours. And, you know, I like this type of bacon. So I just made them a list thinking, well, here you go. Here's a list. You can pick a few from there. And then that way I'm not disappointed and you don't have to work too hard. And that year I got all the things on one tray. Everything. They got everything on the list. And it was just ridiculous. Like, any one of these things would work. What made you think that it was all? Have we ever, have I have I sat down and ate a meal of this magnitude before in front of you that you thought that this was, I need to rethink. I'm clearly not modeling well.
Do you have the picture of this said meal?
I think I do somewhere. I think I actually do. You know, that's the beauty of Facebook being the archive service for us, is that I could probably go back and find that somewhere.
I need a picture.
Right? I'm still working those calories off, and I know it was at least 8 years ago. I think for me, the perfect Mother's Day, I think I'm going to go with the flow of most of the responses that we got. And it was a narrow margin, but I don't want a mother. I just want a day where I don't have to do, I don't have to figure out who's eating what. I don't have to figure out where we're going. I don't have to get a gift that, oh God. One year I did get, and this is just about as cliche as you can get, I did get a steam cleaner one year. A carpet steam cleaner. Yeah.
No. Was it the pet stain version?
It absolutely was. How did you know? No, it's like, I don't want gifts. Lord knows I have enough crap and I'm trying to Marie Kondo at least, you know, a corner of my house. Don't give me anything. Just let me be. Let's get back to a life where we can actually go out and I could spend an entire day at a bookstore, go get a massage, come home, take a bath, and not talk to anybody.
What's that, that sounds like? Good.
Yeah. I have no idea. I have to tell you, though, even though, you know, we laugh about it, and it's one of the reasons I hate these, you know, days of forced sentimentality, having at any point just your family genuinely seeing you and going, hey, thanks, Ma. I mean, that's part of, I don't know if you're getting that with your daughter now that she's mm-hmm. she's a grown up and has her own business and has done her thing. And now I have, you know, two grandkids, and it's just for them to come back and say, hey, yeah, you were pretty awesome. You did all the things. I like that. But it doesn't have to be on Mother's Day, because then I feel like it's just a joke.
I'm going to tell you something very sweet that my daughter, who's all grown up, did. She was recently in town and she had coffee with my mom. And my mom was asking her, you know, like, how's your business going? You know, what else was going on? And she's like, you know, I'm a lot like my mom. And she started listing all these ways, and they were, you know, complimentary to me in positive things she saw in herself. I'm going to tell you, like, and then my mom, you know, was so touched by that she called me like right after my daughter left and said, you know, all these things. And I just thought, you know, that's really probably the highest praise I could get, you know? And it was just, that was overwhelming. So I'll just take that as my Mother's Day card in advance. Right. Yeah.
That kind of feels like my work here is done moment, right?
Yeah. Well, and especially because, you know, we all know raising kids, right? It's this constant, like, there are lessons that you're trying to teach your kids. And we've talked about this before. This is kind of my analogy is like, you know, sometimes you're dropping breadcrumbs and, you know, like, hey, you know, this is a really good path to be on, or these are some good things to pay attention to, or these are some good ways to live that, you know, open things up in a way that you want or whatever. And other times you're like beating them over the head with it. and it feels like sometimes, especially when your kids are in big transitions in their lives, like maybe they're not going to get it, you know, like they have to forge on their own, and maybe they didn't hear you all those years. And to hear that it kind of did come back, and to kind of hear, you know, the realization and also the appreciation without it necessarily being like, hey, I appreciate you for X, Y, and Z. I mean, that's just really touching to me. So Like I said, I'll take it.
And that's breadcrumbs you didn't have to clean up. It picked her up from her damn self.
with my pet stain wet vac remover.
Woohoo! Well, moms out there, we know how hard you work, and we know how hard it is to see yourself the way that you wanted yourself to be seen. But we see you, and we appreciate you, and thanks for being a part of this club. Happy Mother's Day, Karen.
Happy Mother's Day, Laura. And happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. We love you. Bye.